love waking up in Cork. Red FM Breakfast with KC.
Are you finding the whole kind of going from regular lads studying engineering, friends in college, to this, like, you're propelled into this kind of instant recognition, this fame? Is that hard to get your head around, that kind of side?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of
how
scary.
How do you keep your feet in the ground and keep yourself kind of growing?
Sure, it's all happened within, it's really and truly happened within the last maybe 2 months.
Yeah.
And I think that we'll probably be to the end of the year before we're really able to look around. Like, sometimes I catch myself, I don't know, doing things or saying things, and then be like, I don't know. It's weird now. Mm-hmm. And like, you walk in somewhere, or we'd be walking around, and you walk into like Supervalue or something.
Yeah.
And you're doing the shopping, and then someone, you think someone is after spotting you or something, but then in your head you're like, "Will you ever shut up?
Come on.
Who do you think you are?" Kind of a thing.
Yeah.
But then you're almost playing a game with yourself where you're like, "Oh, you think you're a big deal? Would you go away?" And then someone will come up to you, and it kind of, I don't know. It's hard. It's hard. It is hard. Like, but sure. Yeah. At the same time, like, it's all grand.
Yeah.
What about
it's like yeah. I mean, the fan base is incredible. I mean,
yeah.
What they've done to elevate the band over the last year, Fitzy, has been absolutely incredible. Magoo, Wolf Tones have had the most incredible career, and they're still on the go. There's still a talk of a Croke Park gig. Do you see this setup here on this couch using mobility scooters to get onto a stage in about 40 years from now?
I think that might be your dream, to be honest.
Try and stop us from playing gigs. It's our favourite part of the job.
Yeah.
And I mean, what a legacy the Wolf Tones have had. You know, they played at Thomond Park, their last ever gig.
Good luck.
Seventh last ever gig.
But like, no, we're so in love with the job, and I can't wait to do like this for the rest of my life.
I put a couple of spinners on the mobility scooter. Do you know the ones that like the
different?
Exactly. As in, the wheel doesn't move. It kind of just, if we did a bit of a Pimp My Ride job on the scooters.
Lads, the new album, the debut album, the one that everyone is waiting for, Halcyon, is coming out. Halcyon means a time in your life that was really exceptional, or a good time that you came from, which is a lovely title, but this is what you're living at the moment. It's not in the past, I think. This is the moment for you.
Yeah, the good old days.
Yeah, the good old days are now.
Today.
Yeah, today. Tell me how proud you are of this album and the labour of love that's gone into it.
The name itself was me... I don't know, I saw it somewhere and I didn't know what it meant, and then when I googled it, it was that. It's like the good old days, and also that it's a species of kingfishers, an African kingfisher.
Oh wow.
And I was like, that's
nicely linked.
Gas. So we took the two lads, and we were like, yeah, grand, makes sense.
Yeah.
So chalk it down. But then the album itself is like, I don't know, it's been a mad one, because like, for a lot of people, it's like you lock yourself away for a couple of months, you write the album, then it all comes out in one big piece. Whereas I think we've always said we've grown up quite publicly, and that we've certainly put our foot in many different directions and done different things, and
we've released
I don't know what it is, nearly 30 singles now, and it's close to two albums in a bit, and it's like, how do you quantify that into 12 songs or 14 songs, as the case may be? But look, we love them all. The story is whatever it is. It's the story of us, I suppose, and the fact that we've no right being here.
Kind of sums up the last 3 years.
Yeah.
And that's something I'm incredibly proud of.
Yeah,
that album sums up the last 3 years. It's something I'll be proud of till the end of my days.
What a debut album as well, to be dropping after, you know, the years of touring and the billion of the fan base. Is streaming still really important to the band, or do you like the idea of shipping and selling physical copies of your art?
Look at I look at like monthly listeners and like followers and stuff.
Millions.
They're a rise and drop.
They do, sure. Clear and you're gone. You could have a moment and it's gone. Then
it's about this.
100%.
Tonight.
100%. Yeah.
It's like, I think they're a way and a means of getting to things like tonight.
And
then you got to go back to the drawing board and back to writing a new one.
Number two is nearly done. I think
number two already.
So at least halfway there anyway. If not more.
That's great.
No slowing us down.
No, yeah. No, 100%.
Not stopping anytime soon.
So what's the next village you're writing a song about?
Ballyhaunis.
Ballyhaunis. Belturbet, I think, needs a bit of a lift.
Yeah, it does.
Belturbet. We could have a look now. We'll do a lap.
Apparently, I'm not joking, the property prices in Killa have gone through the roof.
What?
The amount of people that are Googling daft.ie to buy property in the area It's I read
they've
that
done the roads.
They have actually done the roads. They swear to God.
Honestly, I got home, I got home a couple of months after we released the song, and my entire road was just roadworks because they were repaving the whole road. I was like, whoa, this is something's going on here.
Something's happening. Will there be a killer homecoming gig at some point? Will you get back to do a show somewhere?
There was talks of it this summer, and that's we couldn't make job. It happen because
the Kingfisher Festival Kill It 2026.
There might be something there next year. Maybe we'll see. We might do like three gigs in three local areas or something for three.
That'd be cool. Yeah,
we might get you into Virgin Media Park as well. You never know. One of those. Next step up gigs.
Mother
could be,
of
why wouldn't you? I know, but it's just like, you know, I one day at a time. Yeah.
Deal with the marquee first.
Can we talk about the song?
Sure, song. Yeah, yeah.
I love the way things happen off the back of chance and the whole kind of domino effects of you meeting somebody in a pub saying, "Will you write a song for us?" And we don't have a song for Killer. And then it just became like, From where it started, the genesis of that, to turn it into like a hurling anthem of modern era, of the decade, which is rightly owned by Cork, by the way, and Killer, obviously. What's it been like to see something that was a basic idea, very simple rhythm, simple chord progression, to turn into the absolute anthem it's become?
Probably one of the weirdest, craziest things.
He still can't handle it. Yeah.
Like we wrote it as a joke.
Right.
At the time. Like, it was a friend of mine who came to me while I was after a few pints and made me agree to write the song if they got to a final.
Okay.
And lo and behold, they got to the final. So me and Eddie ran off while Magoo was recording this like really moody minor key banjo thing.
Yeah.
And we wrote most of the song, and all we had for the after post chorus bit was la 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 la.
We thought that was great.
Yeah,
like, that's enough, that'll do.
And then Magoo comes along and he's like, "Well, what if it's kill la la?"
Oh, right.
Sure, the place went mental.
Yeah, sure, so Soundman Yank, actually, shout out, because there'd be no Killer without Yank. So good luck.
Yeah, fair play to
him. Do you know there's like four other huge songs about Killer that are probably bigger than your Killer song?
Yeah, I actually don't know any of them. You have to tell me.
Down in Killer, they're mad for the hurling. Killer la la la, Killer la la la.
They are mad for the hurling. Killer la 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 la.
Cause this is Killer.
Nice.
Killer la la. La 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 la.
We're gonna have to extend the set list tonight.
Just that easy.
Yeah.
We're gonna have to extend the set list, get a few of these in tonight.
What's been the most holy shit moment for the band so far? When I mean you've obviously Fairview, I heard, was something on a different level for you.
That'd be my answer anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the current answer. I mean, there were holy moments before that, I think. There was a couple, like, we did we went down for a few pints in a pub in rural Tipperary called Jim in the Mills, and there was 600 people showed up thinking we were going to play a gig. Apparently there was a rumour going around that we had brought an Arctic lorry and we were going to play in the back of it, which is just simply not true. We went down for a few pints, so that was a bit of a holy shit moment, I think.
Hopefully tonight now will be
tonight could top it again.
I think you're in for one of the biggest nights you've ever had. The buzz around the gig tonight is massive.
It really is.
With KC, love waking up in Cork.